Hello, everyone, and welcome to the third episode of my Woman Empowerment or Women Empowerment blog. And I'm so excited to have Janet Gunn with me today, a Texas gal like me. So it's more exciting. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. I love it. A fellow Texan makes me very happy.
And I love the fact that I'm kind of turning the tables a little bit because you have been doing a lot of interviewing on your Fearless Female. So now I'm going to interview you.
Yeah, I love it. Thank you. This is exciting. Yes, I'm definitely used to being on the other side, so this is good.
Tell us about Fearless Females.
Well, Fearless Females, it's with a company called Focus Magazine, Focus TV, and it's community-driven. It's women who are here in Los Angeles, and my segment is called Fearless Females, and it's women. I started it because I have reinvented myself. I'm married. I have a 14-year-old son, so I have a teenager, and I had worked many years in the acting. I come from, you know, television world, and I stopped working to raise my son and to be at home more, and it was fantastic. And then I'd say like 3 years ago, he decided that he wanted to go to summer camp, and he picked Maine, it was at the end of the map. So he couldn't have gotten any further away, and he went for a month.
Wow.
So that first week, you know, I just kept walking by his room, and it was lonely. It was sad. It was as if somebody zapped the energy out of the room. And I really started thinking, gosh, I've got to figure out something to do. You know, I got to get the ball rolling again. And I, what can I do? And where do I start? And, you know, that was several years of just really starting to plant the seed, get the ball rolling, think about what brought me passion, what made me happy, what am I good at? You know, how can I contribute, help other people, give back, all those sort of questions. And I started reading about gratitude. And I started 30 days of gratitude. I did it 30 days straight. I went on Facebook. And what I would do is take my son to school, come back, walk my dog, and then sit there with the camera, my phone. And I would say, okay, everybody out there, hi, good morning. So tell me, what are you grateful for? And it became a wonderful dialogue, and people would write into me, and it would say on the Facebook feed what they were grateful for. And then after the 30 days ended, and it didn't matter. It didn't matter what you wanted to talk about. It was so great and funny and inspiring to read all these different things that people, and I had men and women, you know, were responding, chatting back with me. And then at the end of the 30 days, I thanked everyone. And then I started getting messages saying, well, what now? What are you going to do now? Where are we going now? And I realized that, whoa, okay. This is kind of interesting. So I started a YouTube channel, and it was called Motivational Mondays. And so now every Monday on my YouTube channel, we talk about, you know, just everything, like what motivates you, what inspires you, or let's talk about all sorts of topics. And in that on YouTube, and Focus Magazine came to me, and they said, we would love, you know, for you to do a segment if you would like, whatever you want to talk about. What do you want to name it, and what do you want it to look like? And I came up with Fearless Females. And so what I do is I interview women who you've maybe reinvented yourself. You have your own business. You have a cause. You've written a book. You're out there helping others. Anything that you want to bring attention to, any way to get your business out there and share with people, it helps everybody. And I have met incredible women, and I love it. So it's pretty much women out there who are giving it their all, starting over, and they're fearless. They're just doing it. And that's
beautiful.
How Fearless Females came about. It started with gratitude.
And I love it because, you know, we as women need that little inspiration or know that we're not alone while we're in this journey, because, you know, it doesn't matter how old you are.
Yeah.
You can reinvent yourself as many times as you want.
Oh, and absolutely. And it seems that sometimes it's a bit daunting. And it was for me in the beginning, because I really thought, what am I going to do? How am I going to do this? And, you know, the biggest thing that I do love to share with people, and I've learned this through my own journey. And first of all, I am in my 50s, and I started doing this after I turned 50. And that it's very important that we as females, well, human beings anyways, that never to blame anybody. We really, because everything that we need to do is living within us. And it is our choice to bring it out. So we have to figure out what that is. And when you're not blaming people, you're 100% taking charge of your life. And that puts you in a very powerful position. And that, you know, I always say that, I think when we all, no matter what we go through, it doesn't matter. Maybe it could be divorce, it could be death, it could be change of job, it could be moving, anything, then, you know, when we're brought to our knees is when we meet our real self. And that's very empowering. But out of that can come an incredible gift. And we all have that ability to do that.
And that's so true. And you could go through one at one time, or you could go through them all. You know, it just, never know what life is going to bring. But I love how you say it's within you, because that is just so true.
Yeah, because only we have the answers of what we can create and what we need to be doing. And if you can find out what you need to do, and especially when it's helping others and reaching out and, you know, using your voice in a positive way, I'm convinced you can never go wrong.
I agree.
There's no wrongdoing in that at all. Ever.
That's so true. And, you know, I know that you have a lot of things that you've accomplished over the years. And, but you know what? It's still, whenever you have that accomplishment and it stops and you've been not active for a while, do you find that you still start over again with your new journey? Like, you get in this rut, or you think, what am I doing? You find that happening to you?
I, to be honest, I'm not finding it happening right now, because I am, every day I get up and I have a practice. I think it's important that you do that. I think it's important that in the morning, no matter, you know, who you are, what you do, what you have, what you don't have, get clear on what it is that you could be grateful for, literally starting with the fact that you woke up. So I feel that if you can get into a place of being grateful and gratitude, even if it's 5 minutes of your day, then you can set yourself up to, no matter almost what comes your way, that it just helps you to stay on track and stay balanced. And look at it as learning. You know, every obstacle is a learning opportunity. So it can be challenging, of course. I mean, this is life, and we're human beings. We're going to be thrown curveballs all day long, right?
Right.
But it's all how we react to them, and then look at it as, okay, how can I take this and turn it into a positive situation? Because that's what's on the other side, you know? It's like dark and light. You either have the darkness, or you have the light. So, I mean, life's a roller coaster. It's up, it's down, you know. But you see yourself like in a river. Like when that river's flowing down a stream, if you watch it, it's incredible, because there's a rock and then it's got to move to the right, to the left, over, under, you know.
Yeah, that's a great example.
You got to flow. It's like you got to just go with it.
That's awesome.
Makes it a little easier.
Yeah, it does. And for us to have people like you out there
to share and have the ability to go, you know, like look at your Motivational Mondays on YouTube or pull up Focus Magazine and watch some of your Fearless Female interviews. Well, and then my favorite is your lifestyle blog.
Oh, thank you.
Tell us about that, that it's so amazing and inspiring.
Thank you. Thank you. And here's a perfect example. If someone would have said to me 10 years ago, you know what, you're going to start a lifestyle blog and you're going to write a blog, I would have said, are you kidding me? I've never written anything in my life. I have no desire to do that. Other people write things on a script and I say it. That's what I like to do. I like to take the other people's words and say them. That's what I know how to do. I can't write. And it's interesting because what's amazing about blogs is that it's your voice. There is no wrong or right to it. It's finding a rhythm to who you are, knowing, you know, what you can do, and being able to dig in on some of this information, and it becomes such an education. And you find your audience. You know, you find your audience. And when you start writing about things that make you happy, it doesn't matter, you know, what comes out on the page. It finds a way to share some information with somebody, right?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody will read it and like it. Somebody will relate to you.
I'm learning that.
Yeah. Well, look at you with your podcast. I mean, this is, I'm sure that you're absolutely loving this and engaging with all these women.
I love it. I never thought that I would do it either. And that's the beauty of it. What
it is. It's exciting.
Yeah, it is exciting.
Yeah.
What's the Grateful Gardenia? Like, where did you come up with that? And tell the audience about it.
Well, because I just realized that, you know, when I had come to that point in my life and I said, what am I going to do? I mean, who am I? That, I said, I was at a point in my life when I didn't quite know who I was.
Yeah.
You know, I was coming into turning 50. I was 50. My son is he's now becoming a teenager. So he's saying hello to a new era and I'm saying goodbye to an old era. Who am I? Who do I want to be? I have less time on this planet than I did before. How am I going to make it? What do I want it to look like? So now I'm the director. I'm the writer. I'm the producer. I'm everything. What do I want to do with my movie? And I looked at everything that I could be grateful for, you know? So that's where the being grateful came from. And then the gardenia is my all-time favorite smell. I love that flower.
Oh, it's sweet.
Oh, it's the most beautiful fragrance. Makes me happy when I, you know, even when I think about the smell.
So neat.
So that's where the Grateful Gardenia came from.
How about your style? Like, what's your most popular style?
You know, I'm definitely a jeans person. I love blue jeans. I love to mix. I'm a big Zara fan. J. Crew. You know, I like to take jeans with some really fun shoes. I like a nice pump or some Stuart Weitzman boots. You know, I love boots, jeans. I love a great fedora hat. Borsellino is just one of my all-time favorite brands. I've been wearing it for a long, long time. It's just I feel like, you know, maybe sometimes I lived in that other era because I just love, you know, that whole style. And I love scarves. I mean, I can just wear, I could take my Lululemon outfit, my sweats and a sweatshirt, and I'll have a beautiful scarf wrapped around my neck.
I know, you look so great.
Thank you.
You look so good.
Thank
you. Yeah, you're so inspiring, and that's one, I mean, I just love how you do your, you know, your blog and all of your, your work. It's just really inspiring.
Well, thank you. It's in, you know, I also watched a TED Talk, which I thought was fabulous. And it's a woman named Shonda Rhimes. Shonda Rhimes has more television shows on air than anybody. She's probably the busiest woman in Hollywood. Just Google her name and you can find every show that she's ever written and created. And she did a TED Talk, and it was for 1 year, she committed to saying yes to everything. And after I watched that TED Talk, I said, you know what? That's me. I'm saying yes to everything. I commit. I literally went, I looked up and I said, you know what, universe? Everything that comes my way, I'm going to say yes to. Of course, you know, within reason, right?
Oh, of course.
But the things that started happening were opportunities just kept coming and coming. To this day, I look forward to opening up my computer every day because I just never know what's going to be in my inbox because it's always incredible. And I have about a little less than 2 months left to do my year commitment of saying yes. But I think by doing that, it opened up a whole nother, stream of opportunities for me. So that is something that I recommend anyone that, your audience that might be listening is to really commit to saying yes, that things that may scare you. One of the, some of the best things that can ever come about in your life is saying yes to things that you don't know how to do or you don't know how you're going to do it, but you're going to figure it out.
Right. That's a great, great empowering word. Because you love to empower and inspire and encourage, and that's just beautiful.
Thank you. Well, it's been fun. I mean, it's really been fun, and I've met some incredible people, women. Wonderful people, but women especially. I've just, it just makes you proud to be a woman.
Well, I wanted to ask you a few things about your pictures and who takes the pictures of you? Like when you're doing your blog and your Instagram, do you take them or?
Sometimes I take them and I have someone that helps me, a couple of days a week. But in the very, very beginning, my son did all of my photos and I paid him in iTunes cards.
Oh, how cute.
So he was a big, big, big help. Any of the drone footage that I have on my Instagram page and some of my my YouTube shots, those are shot with his drone. But in the very beginning, he helped me. He showed me how to do YouTube. He showed me how to do iMovie. He showed me how to drop in music to edit, to put in little transitions, subtitles, all that. So my son Luca was incredibly helpful and beyond supportive, along with my husband, in the beginning of this all.
And then now look at you.
Yeah. No, now he's a teenager and he's a little busy. But, still to this day, if I say, Luca, can you grab a quick shot? Say we're on vacation at dinner or out somewhere. It is always, give me your phone. Never, he never. Now, he doesn't like to be in them, No more being in them. But he will help me always.
Well, I have a 14-year-old daughter, and she usually does all my videos.
Oh, great. Okay. Very good. So, and how great is that? So here's your daughter, my son, but, your daughter, you're being a wonderful role model, for her, and you're teaching her. Look at you, you're an entrepreneur, and she's watching you, and she's helping you. And it's what we can learn from all these people who these wonderful young people. When I first started this, I surrounded myself with, girls in their 20s who helped me, with the website. Helped me understand setting up the blog space, my website. I didn't know how to do any of that. They were all so helpful because they're so savvy at it all.
Exactly. It's totally like night and day back in the day. We didn't have all of it. And now I was in the era, because I'm 38, I was in the teetering era. We had some of the electronics, but
not a
right.
lot. So,
not a lot.
Yeah, I'm
yeah.
still learning.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot to learn, and it changes constantly. But that's exciting, too. So you got to embrace that, you know?
Yeah,
I definitely
exactly.
embrace the social media, especially when you're using it for a special, a positive occasion, a positive
mm-hmm.
message, you know, positive platform, then I think that's fantastic. And then just learning the technology, just something new comes out all the time.
What piece of advice would you give to aspiring women entrepreneurs that wanted to build, you know, their brand?
You have to believe, you really believe in yourself. Don't stop believing in yourself and ask for help. Definitely ask for help.
Great.
Always, yeah, reach out. But don't stop believing in yourself. You know, don't believe in your dream.
Yeah, and I also, I like the fact that, you know, when you have a desire and you put it down, it comes back if it's meant.
If it's yours. If it,
yeah,
you betcha. It sure does. If it's yours and if it's for your, you know, the other thing I always love to do is I say, what for my highest good, if this serves my highest good, then what will it take for me to receive it?
Beautiful.
You know, so usually, you know, I say that a lot. Universe, what would it take to? So whatever it is that you're thinking about or you'd like to see, it, whether it's a job or maybe a relationship, your health, abundance, whatever it is, universe, what would it take for me to? And does it serve my highest good?
That's a great thing to ask. I always ask myself questions similar to that as well. And it
mm-hmm.
helps. It really does help get your mind away from that fog and get back into the game again.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Getting back into the game.
Yeah. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
I ask all of my guests, when you were growing up, what did you want to be when you were little? Like, was there one thing?
You know, when I grew up, I was always a dancer and I was always a gymnast. And I wanted to do that. You know, I wanted to be on stage. I wanted to do musical theater. And so I always had that desire to be in the entertainment industry.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a theater company called Casa Manana in Fort Worth, Texas, and I was a part of that when I was younger. And then I went on to become a Dallas Cowboys cheerleader, which led to, you know, of course, a lot of dancing and a lot of singing and a lot of traveling. And then I went on to Southwest Airlines to work with them, and I was also part of their PR and marketing group, which was really fun because I did other things besides being a flight attendant. And then
mm-hmm.
that's when I decided that I wanted to move to Los Angeles and I wanted to really, really pursue my acting career. So
beautiful.
But I always wanted to be, I grew up doing that. I mean, I was in dance class when I was 4 years old. So
that's
long time.
Neat because, and sometimes I find that when you want to do something when you were little, it comes back around again.
It does. And you just, that's the thing too, is that you just don't know how it's going to show up in your future.
Exactly.
You don't know how it's going to manifest, which takes me back to, you know, always look at what you're good at how can you become better? Like, what is your passion? What is your passion? And then start to, you know, start from that question. What am I passionate about? What brings me joy? And then all the other things will begin to line up. All the players will line up. The places, the circumstances, everything will begin to line up.
Beautiful. And that's where we need to start. If we're first starting out, we need to ask that question.
Yeah, ask that ask. You know that the famous question or quote, ask and it is given.
Mm-hmm.
But keep asking. Don't stop asking. And then make sure that, you know, you hear, because we're presented with answers and signs all day long, every day. It's whether or not we're showing up. And I think one of the best ways is to always to show up is takes me back to in the morning, you know, just get clear, get centered, and get grateful, and get into that space where you can receive messages.
Love it.
And it's commitment. It's commitment to yourself. It's making a commitment to yourself to show up.
Love it. And so, you know, what about future collaborations or anything for you on the horizon?
Well, I'm collaborating with a blogger, a wonderful blogger. Her name is Melissa Myers, and she's from New York. And her family, they moved here about 4 years ago. And we are launching our first Facebook Live series, and it's all based on different stores and a lot of beauty and makeup tutorials. That's going to be a Facebook Live segment. We start that next Thursday. It's going to be really fun. So she's just a wonderful woman also. And then I also have another Facebook Live series. It's called Driven. It lives on a Facebook page called Driven and the number 4, Passion. I do that with my partner, Melinda Moore. And every Friday we pick up, it's kind of like karaoke, car karaoke. We pick up women who have built a business. You are a CEO, entrepreneur. You talk about you ride in our car, and we drive around the city of Los Angeles, and tell us what you do, how you built your business, what are some hurdles, what's your goal, you know. And it's fantastic. And then we spend about 15 minutes in the car, and then we have a little dance song for about, 15 seconds, and then you're out. And our goal, we're working on it now. We're booked till the end of February. We have a great facialist who is cruelty-free, vegan. Her name is Kat Radu. She is an immigrant woman who moved here from Romania. And so we're picking her up tomorrow and driving her around. So it's a lot of fun. And our goal is to come to Texas, go to Chicago, go to New York, our vision, our long-term vision is to branch out, because, you know, right now we live in Los Angeles and we both have other jobs. So Melinda and I can only do so much, but our goal is to really branch out and visit women all over. So we'll see what happens, but it's a ton of fun. I mean, it's just a lot of fun again, we're taking women and getting what they do, and we put it out there. Everybody shares it on their social platforms. So you never know. You never know who's watching.
Mm-hmm. You do not know. And that's what I love about it. And it's so much fun, and you get to meet so many people, and I'm having a blast.
Well, good. It's just like when you reached out to me and I read your email, I thought, oh, my God, this is so how fantastic. So thank you so much. I mean, that was a gift. So,
well, I love sharing your stuff too, because, you know, I handpick everyone. And when I'm inspired by someone, I want everybody to know about it, you know?
Oh, yeah. See, and look at the good you're doing. Yeah, that's so great.
Okay. Thank you so much. And I want to thank you for being a part. And I'm going to share all of your stuff with my tribe and have it on my blog.
I love
Yeah, they're going to be able to check out your Driven for Passion and your Glow and Grateful. That's going to be amazing.
That's great. And I will take your site and I will share it also. So
beautiful. We'll
wonderful.
Just be. Yeah, and we're, you know, that's the beauty of you living over there and I live over here. I mean, it doesn't matter. We can
share
and get it out.
I love that. Well, again, you know, that's taking social media and making it, do a great job.
Well, Janet, thank you so much again.
Yeah, you too. Thank you. It's a pleasure. I appreciate your time.